The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 805, out of New York, AM 970, The Answer, New Jersey, and all around the country on AM, and the world, actually, on AM970TheAnswer.com, Salem Media's flagship station, proud to be. KT McFarland is kind enough to join us. KT has given us the answer to world peace for years now, and I can only pray that somebody's listening, because she is going to grace the airwaves with us once again. KT, welcome back to the show. Thanks for your service to this country in the White House, and thanks for always joining us on the air. Dearly, we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Joe. Plus, it's really fun to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate you, and we're so proud that you're really Sicilian-American. I got to get you down to these. We're doing a big event on Thursday with the National Italian American Foundation. Everybody from Italy comes in there, and it's big. And one of these days, I'm really going to reach out to you to join us in Washington, you know, because you make us proud. And, Katie, I'm telling you, if I may, you came up with all the answers. It's so frustrating for me. To get on the radio, know the answers. But I think if I wasn't on the radio and we didn't have the opportunity or the privilege to talk to you, KT McFarland, for example, I don't know that I'd be aware of it. How do we convince people that the world is imploding under this administration? I mean, how do you, because I'm talking, not David Muir doesn't know. Lester Holt, I love Lester on air, man. He's a great bro. He doesn't know. They keep broadcasting and lying to us. Catherine Herridge starts to speak the truth, KT McFarland. They shut her down cold. It's how do we get the word out before we get to the particulars of what's going on geopolitically, KT McFarland?
Well, I think the only opportunity you have is to do what you're doing. You know, this is what's so frustrating is whether you look at the domestic legal situation and the witch hunt against Donald Trump and you know, the absolute perversion of the American justice system, or you look at the situation globally where Joe Biden is willing to basically walk away from Israel in order to get a couple, you know, some thousands of votes in Michigan from the people who are in Dearborn, Michigan, screaming and chanting death to America, death to Israel. Those are Joe's supporters. He needs their votes to win, and he'll do anything to get them. And that, I mean, that's the crazy nature of politics today. And the only way you fix that is good people, good, decent people, going to the polls. And as a friend of mine and President Trump's, one of his advisors, said, look, the thing is, you got to beat them by more than they're going to cheat. And I think that's the bottom line.
Thank you. See, this is why we love you. I swear to goodness gracious, thank you for saying that. Because everybody can complain all they want. You got to beat them more than they can cheat. That's it. Can I steal that? Am I allowed to steal?
All yours.
Because I keep saying that. I said, because you can complain about the suburban housewives. You can complain about, oh, well, we didn't have the independent. But you've got to overcome all of that, because you know the shenanigans are always going to be there. I use the word shenanigans because they may take the mic away if I make some kind of claim that there's a vote theft somewhere. But really, KT, in that regard, 1960, did John Kennedy really win? I mean, how did they get those votes? We all know how they got those votes in West Virginia and in Illinois for John F. Kennedy. And then what did Gore not win with George W. Bush? You know, that's debatable. So is Donald Trump, was he a legitimate president? Not according to Stacey Abrams, not according to Hillary Clinton, he wasn't. So there's always going to be some shenanigans. But goodness gracious, I just I'm telling you, what they did, whatever they did, we have to move on from that. And we have to, you have to just get, come out in droves, I guess. Because do you think we'll ever get the ID voting, voter ID? Remember the old days, one day, one voting day. I mean, that would be the best thing. Will that ever come about again, do you think,
yeah,
KT?
But, you know, we have a sign that says stop whining. And it was in front of our, it was on the wall above our kitchen table. My children were little. It remains above the kitchen table.
That's
stop
great.
Whining. Okay, that's, stop whining. Just suck it up and figure out how to beat them at their own game. You know, so all the people who are saying, ooh, it's so bad, they're doing the mail-in, blah, blah, blah. Okay, they're going to do it, all right?
That's,
do you want to lose by whining, or do you want to get smart, get tough, and beat them at their own game? I want to beat them at their own game. Because you beat them at their own game, and then things really can change. I mean, I would love to see the internal documents of what's going on between in the Justice Department, where there's clear evidence of in unfair prosecution, right?
Yeah,
where they
it.
Have one party they treat one way, another party they treat another way.
There
are, I can tell you, I haven't been in government most of my life. There are documents. There are emails. There's paperwork. I want to see that paperwork, because then you go about rooting it out.
Yeah, it's so true. Watching President Trump in this, I couldn't even explain to you why he's in court, because it was manufactured. They went out of their way to make new laws to take Donald Trump down. And then I cut to, for example, KT, later on in the 9 o'clock hour, we have Robert Greenway, who you know all too
that's
well.
So terrific, guys.
Yeah, and one of the architects of the Abraham Accords. And now, why did Jordan step up and knock down some of those ballistic missiles and those drones? Because I think it's because of the Abraham Accords and what you built when you were in the White House under the Trump administration. And that's what we need back. I just don't understand. And again, we talked to our mutual friend Steve Scalise, doing a great job, a majority leader in Congress. Why it's the Republicans sticking up for Israel? Why are the Democrats, and correct me if I'm wrong, not supporting the state of Israel? That's what we're all feeling. And now Biden is just turning his back. Is it because of those Michigan votes, KT?
Yeah, exactly. You know, somehow the Democrats have determined that unless they're in power, America is, I don't know, over. So they have to do whatever they can, including subverting the Constitution, to remain in power. And certainly turning the back on our allies. I mean, that doesn't mean anything to them to remain in power. So it's all about those Michigan voters, because Joe Biden doesn't win in November unless he wins Michigan. It's a swing state. He doesn't win Michigan unless he gets those guys chanting death to America.
Yeah.
You know, the 100,000, however many thousand, they've got to not just, they won't vote for Donald Trump ever, but they might stay home. And Joe Biden needs to motivate them to go to the polls and vote for him. It's all about getting Joe Biden reelected. I mean, the thing that surprised me in the last week, Joe, was when Israel was attacked, and I'm not surprised that Iran directly attacked Israel. I mean, that's, you know, huge act of war, et cetera, et cetera. But what surprised me is that Joe Biden stood up for Iran. I mean, I really thought he'd find a gazillion excuses to let Iran just do whatever they wanted to Israel, but he didn't. I mean, the U.S. stepped up, Britain stepped up, Jordan stepped up, and my gosh, Saudi Arabia stepped up.
Yeah,
why?
How about that?
Because they know what Iran means. I mean, here was the premise of the Abraham Accords was, and I was in the White House Situation Room when we talked about it at the earliest days of the Trump administration. They understood, the younger generation of those leaders in that part of the world, understood they couldn't continue to pump oil and support their societies because oil prices were plummeting thanks to Donald Trump and thanks to fracking. They knew if they were going to support their very large baby boom population that was growing for the next 40 years, they needed to diversify their economies, they needed foreign investment, and they needed to invest abroad. How would they do that? Well, no country or company is going to invest in the Middle East if there's a war. They knew they needed peace. And so they knew, well, peace means peace with Israel. That's why they made common cause with Israel, because, you know, whatever their religious interests or other interests or historical, their economic interests were peace with Israel. It's going to be good for both of our economies. And that's exactly what happened. And that's why Iran launched this whole war, because it saw that the Arabs, the Sunni Arabs, were making common cause with Israel, and they were the odd man out, and they wanted to absolutely sabotage that. So that's why Hamas went in on October 7th. That's why Iran had the barrage against Israel. They cannot tolerate the Israelis getting together with the Sunni Arabs.
I'm so impressed. You've been in the most historic places at the most historic times, K.T. McFarland, with Henry Kissinger, with Ronald Reagan in the White House. And now you were in the Situation Room when the Trump administration started coming up with the concept of the Abraham Accords.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that I was probably on the other side, because Jared Kushner and others were saying, well, look, we should really approach this younger generation of the Saudi and other leaders, because they're educated in the West, they're comfortable with open societies, they're comfortable with open economies, and they're smart enough to know that they're going to be in charge for the next 40 years, and they cannot survive. Their countries will not survive. Their people will go hungry unless they figure out something different. So that's who we should appeal to, not the old guys who still have their hatreds or whatever, but the young guys. And that's worked. It was brilliant. It was just simply brilliant. So we went around, and those people were very receptive to the idea of a diversified economy and an open society. They knew they had to do it in steps and gradually. But that was the genius of the Abraham Accords, was to use the economic. And you know what the amazing thing is? That since the Abraham Accords, that's exactly what's happened. Both the Sunni Arabs, the Gulf Arabs, the oil Arabs, the petrostates, their economies have been thriving as a result of their relationship with Israel and their openness to trade.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll let you go, KT, but this is a really kind of a trivial, snarky question, but no one had a tie on. They put out an image of Biden with Blinken and this feckless team, in my opinion, in the Situation Room. They looked like they were at a picnic. I mean, does anybody remember Ronald Reagan wouldn't take his suit jacket off in the Oval Office? I mean, did it look a little too casual for you when you saw that picture, or am I being just overcritical? Well,
it did look like a graduate student, student seminar. I must say, when I went into the Situation Room, I pulled out my best Hermes scarf and wore it.
Duly noted. I love it. K.T. McFarland, by the way, where do we go from here briefly, quickly? Because I know you got a busy day, K.T. What happens next? What happens next with Israel, with Iran? I mean, we have no confidence that Iran's going to come back again. I mean, we're at war. The war that we all predicted, that you told us how you could stop it by being energy dominant. Where do we go next, do you think, K.T.? I fear to ask.
Well, Israel's got to contemplate, it's got to respond in some way, and it should respond in a significant way. But Biden's already said, you do anything military, I'm not with you. And that Israel cannot survive without America's help with weapons, intelligence sharing and stuff. So Israel's going to do something, but they cannot fear, they cannot lose America. And that's all Joe Biden. That's all Joe Biden's electoral ambitions. So they're going to have to do something, but they're going to have to walk a narrow line. And the one thing that I think they do is pray to God that all those people, more people vote than they cheat, okay?
That's
in November, we have a very different, we have the Abraham Accords gang back in, and they have peace in the Middle East one more time. So just hang on, Israel. Maurice coming.
KT McFarland, brilliant as always. Thanks, KT. God bless, Godspeed. Talk soon. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. KT McFarland right there, former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor and author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, and the woman that has told us how to keep the peace around the world. And I'm proud to tell you, we broadcast it right here on the air. We did from day one. And so when you are and you're going and you're watching Donald Trump in court and you're going to watch it all unfold, and like Andy McCarthy was saying, they're just picking jurors. I mean, that's what they're doing, picking jurors. And it's like, oh, look at all this. Think about world peace and where we were in the last administration. Please stop. There was world peace in the last administration. And we will talk to Robert Greenway, one of the architects of the Abraham Accord, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour with Commissioner Ray Kelly as well. And a shout out to the NYPD for getting those protesters off the Brooklyn Bridge, those pro-Hamas protesters. Tom Del Beccaro with us as well, talking about the protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge. 5 hours. Can you imagine 5 hours? But no one did anything, and there were like only 8 to 10 protesters. California, baby. Colonel Kurt Schlichter will be with us, and Nicole Parker is coming up momentarily to talk about the FBI investigating that Francis Scott Key bridge collapse. Joe on the radio, Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime. It's 8:19 on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and it's 56. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Crash on the Jackie Robinson southbound at Jamaica Avenue, blocking a lane. There's one on the Harlem River Drive southbound at 125th Street. You're backed up from the 130s. Inbound, George, 20 for either deck. The Lincoln 40, the Holland 30 from the Turnpike, an hour from 1 to 9. Northeast corridor, don't forget, limited service both directions, Trenton to Rahway. Crash on the Parkway northbound at 148 in the right lane. You're backed up from 143 in Maplewood. Thruway southbound solid, 14A into Westchester. Greenwich accident, 95 northbound at exit 2 in the right lane. And a mess on the LIE eastbound at Wheeler Road. That is from an earlier car fire. Taking a look at your forecast today, get out there nice, sunny with a high of 71. Tonight, mostly clear and 51. Wednesday afternoon rain, Wednesday's high 60, more rain on Thursday. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Susie Cerrone. Let me tell you about Y-Refi, okay? Can I tell you about Y-Refi? Caitlin, I tell you about Caitlin. When we talk to our friends at Y-Refi, I always say, can you get an example of how you help people? Because you can invest in helping refinance private school loans or regular school loans, you know. It's smart, it's safe, it helps people. And Caitlin struggled to make payments while trying to get her career off the ground. Her lenders would not let up with the collection calls. Oy, as she called Y-Refi, got set up on a plan that she could afford. Plus, her credit score has improved since working with Y-Refi. And I always tell you this, you can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that is not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. No fees, no attack on principal. You get a monthly statement with no surprises. It's a secure collateralized portfolio that just may be a better option for you than where you have your money right now. Just go to InvestYRefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or call 888-YREFI24. Folks all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with YREFI. They don't care about, by the way, what happens with the stock market or the Fed. So our friends at YREFI care about you. They've come up with an incredible concept to help you. They're trustworthy. They are honest. And you just go to InvestYRefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or call 888-YREFI24. Be sure to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Mike Gallagher sees Trump dead on.
The world's on fire, and we have this idiot in the White House to blame. Now, normally, a talk show host says things like that, not the Republican nominee for president. But it's where we are, and this is what the left doesn't get, and the Trump haters never recognize. Millions of Americans relate to this and say, you're right, you're right, you're right.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. If you want to go, you got to call. Fred is standing by. Angelo Vivolo and I, we had a great time out there. Commissioner Kelly, too, was with us. We had a great time with the Connors, Mike and Beth Connors. Just had a great time at Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. You talk to Fred, Johnny, Mary Ann, Michael, they're there. You got to make reservations because everybody's going. And then I got to tell you this as an aside, is I always just, remember I told you I picked up the Arrabbiata. out to Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce. I went to ShopRite. Boom, there it was right there. I took it home and rushed yesterday. Always late, always on the clock, always on a deadline. Craziness. Let me get some carbs. Let me get some light carbs. I do my rice, my little rice thing, you know, with the breadcrumbs. Very, very Sicilian, by the way. And I used the Michael's of Brooklyn Arrabbiata sauce. Spectacular. And you know how I know it's good? Because after I eat, I go, you know what? That was really good. And you know what? The taste you can't match. And that is it is like a homemade sauce that you get from Michael's of Brooklyn. And the cuisine at Michael's of Brooklyn made from scratch. The best of the Italian-American community is at Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. And it's in every jar of Michael's of Brooklyn gravy and sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community, by the way, since 1964.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. My goodness gracious, we are locked and we are loaded. Nicole Parker, we love having Nicole on the show. Kind enough to join a special agent with the FBI from 2010 to October 2022. Nicole, Fox News contributor as well. Great to have you with us, Nicole. Thank you always for taking time with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's always my pleasure. I appreciate it.
Well, I tell you, FBI investigation now, criminal investigation into the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse. It looks suspicious to me. What's the FBI looking for, do you think, Nicole?
Well, I think initially when the bridge collapsed, obviously the FBI was on the scene, you know, to see if there was a link to terrorism, because I think in the world that we live in right now, we always think, oh, is this terrorist related? And that would be the FBI's jurisdiction to determine if there was a terroristic threat or if it was caused, you know, to harm us. And it was very quickly deemed that it was not terrorist related. They didn't see any links to terrorism. But I think what's interesting, like you pointed out, is that now the FBI is launching an investigation, but this time not on the national security side, but on the criminal side of the house, which I, you know, wouldn't really think that. You initially wouldn't think, oh, this was a crime that someone, you know, committed. Sometimes there's crimes that are committed by negligence. And someone is responsible for the deadly bridge collapse. I mean, there are now six people who are deceased because of this. And yeah. So the FBI's agents have boarded the ship and have conducted searches based on legal, you know, search warrants by court orders, by judges that have been sworn out. And they boarded the ship and conducted investigations and will continue to conduct an investigation regarding whether or not people on that ship and the crew knew that there were issues with the ship and then continued to sail anyway.
So your instinct, though, as a former agent, Nicole Parker, because it looked really, I mean, to a layman, I always am watching this thing, it, all of a sudden it just turned right into that pillar, very suspicious, and could have been, an attack from an outside a force. I mean, your instincts as a former agent, Nicole, what are you thinking?
You know, when I saw that happen, it is just so tragic and it's heartbreaking. Yeah, but I thought, what are the chances that that ship is suddenly going to fail into this port that happens to have this bridge and the difficult navigation? I mean, this could have occurred way out in international waters in the middle of nowhere where nothing was impacted or affected, or in a different port. I know Port of Miami is a very different layout than the Port of Baltimore. And so it just, you know, sometimes you wonder, is this just a bad string of luck that it occurred right there? But as far as, again, the criminal probe is really into whether the crew of the ship failed to report an issue that they knew about.
I see.
Which originally had delayed its departure. So again, the fact that, oh, it was a planned thing and they tried to take down that bridge, I would think that more from a terrorist-related angle, the national security angle of disruption and terrorism. This is more along the lines of, did the crew of the ship know that its systems had issues when it left the port, and they left anyway, which ended up causing a catastrophic and tragic event.
Yeah, well said. Nicole, while we have you, these protests all over the country, people saying death to America, saying death to America. And I don't know if they get the, there's like a little group and then somebody has an iPhone and then people like me get incensed by it, you know, and it's just to rile us up. Or really, the people on our soil saying death to America. And are we doing anything about this, do you know?
Joe, anyone that says death to America, you don't have to live here. You can leave. And you can leave right now. We do not need people living in our country that want to get to America. If you do not like America, leave. No one is stopping you. And for these individuals to come in, everyone has their First Amendment rights. And I spoke about this on Fox yesterday. You have the right to voice your opinion. You can protest. But the moment that you start causing danger and harm to other individuals, it is no longer okay. In the state of Florida, if you are out there protesting in the middle of the road, there are laws that protect citizens. You have the right to continue to move forward in your life. Those people should be charged. And each state, you notice how they all dealt with it a little differently, right?
Yeah.
What's happening in Miami?
Yeah.
Arrested, done. No issues. California, not arrested, blocks an entire bridge. Okay. It's ridiculous. And I have respect for all Americans and their right to free speech, but I do not have any respect for individuals that are causing violence, causing harm, causing danger, inhibiting law enforcement from doing their jobs properly, inhibiting first responders, and more importantly, inconveniencing American citizens. Those individuals on that bridge, they needed to get to work. They needed to get to events. Who knows what each individual might be doing, but it is not your right to take away someone else's freedom because you want to voice your opinion. If you want to voice your opinion, you do it peacefully where it's not going to impact other individuals. But anyone that says death to America, why are you here?
I know it's so true, and what you're saying too. When you're watching this, and your people are, 5 hours, Nicole Parker, 5 hours on the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. Why didn't they move those people? Do you think? What were they? Is this California law enforcement? And you know the cops could have done it in like a flash, correct?
Well, you know there are probably a number of different reasons. Of course, law enforcement doesn't always explain what's happening as it's occurring. They may have been looking into who these individuals were. Did they need to stop them? Did they need to do checks on them? That, you know, whatever needed to happen.
Yeah.
But eventually they turned the traffic around and you saw people started leaving and going in the opposite direction and getting off of that bridge. And eventually the flow did continue. But I think the bigger issue here is you do not have the right to take away someone else's freedom by expressing your own voice and freedom. Amen. And we need to be respectful as citizens of this country. And for those, again, that do not love America or hate America, I don't understand. No one's stopping you from leaving. I was a witness to the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York City. I was down working at Merrill Lynch that morning. I saw what happened and the tragic, tragic morning, and it impacted my life. That's what led me to go into the FBI eventually, is to serve our country. And I just have such honor and respect for those who protect our country and for those innocent victims of that terrorist attack. And so we have a wide open southern border right now. It's not a mystery. We're letting people into this country. We have no idea who's here. And to think that this is shocking, this is not shocking to see these types of behaviors. I'm not saying that all these people have come in through the borders, but there are groups and organizations within our country right now that they do not love America, and a lot of them want to cause harm. And it's going to get to the point where it's going to be so massive. I don't think if you had every FBI agent focused on this violation alone that they could take care of all of what's going could potentially occur. So again, that's my thought on that. Be respectful of one another. Have human decency, and don't obstruct other individuals from living their lives and law enforcement and first responders from carrying out their jobs.
Amen. We'll let you go. But did you see the planes go into the buildings, Nicole? Well, you were right. You were there. You were right there.
I was in the World Financial Center. I didn't see the first plane. I did not see the first plane. I heard the first plane because I was at my desk. And then we ran to the window. At the time, I was working for the chairman of Merrill Lynch International, Wynn Smith. And it was awful. It was absolutely, it changed my life. It occurred so long ago, but it feels like just yesterday. It's not something I like to think about on a daily basis, but I will never, ever forget. And we should never forget. And we need to honor this country.
Amen. And here you join the FBI. When you come back, you got to tell us about how you're a young gal and you say, I'm going into the FBI. We so appreciate and respect, you're moving that direction because people don't, sometimes they don't. And again, we'll let you go. But when we speak and we're speaking like based in New York, really, we're all based in New York here at the radio, but around the country, sometimes unless you're in Washington, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, sometimes you don't know the impetus of 9/11. So you got to keep talking about it, Nicole Parker. Parker. Don't let them ever forget. God bless you for doing that, honestly.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Then we'll talk soon. Please come back when you can, Nicole. Love having you on the show. Thank you so much.
I will. My pleasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Yeah, you too. God bless you, too. Nicole Parker right there. That's an American hero right there, joining the FBI after watching those planes go into the towers. Never forget. 8:34, Joe on the radio. Colonel Kurt Schlichter is going to join us momentarily. Robert Greenway on the show as well in the next hour. He is one of the architects of the Abraham Accords that really worked out, I think, when Jordan steps up and Saudi Arabia step up and they start taking down some of those ballistic missiles and drones going into Israel. I think that is all part of the Abraham Accords, bringing the Arab nations together, working with Israel. And that, as K.T. McFarland just said so astutely, that is what Iran fears most. You know, they don't want to be left out. Boy, we got to get back. We really have to get back to common sense politics, and I believe we will in November. 8:35, Joe on the radio. And Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City starting a pilot program that helps domestic violence victims. What's called Project Hope will help survivors with children living in city shelters find safe permanent homes and reduce the amount of time spent in shelter. There will be 100 families as part of the pilot that's being paid for through a $300,000 grant from the NYC Fund to End Youth and Family Homelessness. Mayor Adams also announcing that the city is expanding eligibility for supportive and affordable housing units for survivors of domestic violence. One school in New Jersey is really making the grade when it comes to SAT scores. According to the New Jersey Department of Education, data shows that Milburn High School in Essex County had the highest SAT scores in the state. School officials say the average score at the school was 1,375 out of a perfect 1,600. Only districts that had higher scores were either a county or specialized high school. Meantime, districts that were also tops included Princeton, West Windsor, Plainsboro, and Tenafly. In sports, Islanders back in the postseason. They topped the Devils 4-1. The Rangers have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs after clinching the President's Trophy. The Blue Shirts securing the top spot in the NHL standings after shutting out the Senators by the final of 4-0. Yankees have dropped 2 in a row, fell to the Blue Jays 3-1 in Toronto, and the Mets winning back-to-back games, doubling up the Pirates at Citi Field by the final of 6-3. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerone's got the answer.
56 degrees, sunny skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Just a reminder, Northeast Corridor, limited service in both directions between Rahway and Trenton due to Amtrak overhead wires by Metuchen out of the roads. Alternate side in effect, inbound George 30 for either deck. The Lincoln is 40. The Holland is 30 from the Turnpike. Double it from 1 and 9. Accident on the Jackie Robinson southbound by Jamaica Avenue, blocking a lane. Parkway northbound at 148, right lane accident. You're backed up from 143. Thruway southbound jammed 14A into Westchester. And LIE eastbound at 111. Still have two right lanes out from an earlier car fire this morning. Taking a look at your forecast for today. Enjoy it. Sunny with a high of 71 degrees. Tonight mostly clear down to 51. Then some rain rolls in Wednesday afternoon with a high of 60. And Thursday, more rain. Thursday's high, 51. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area. Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
All right, let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan, because you really need a will, a trust, power of attorney. You got to protect yourself, because I know how hard you work. No one says thank you. Let me say thank you on the air. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for caring for your family, you know, but you got to protect yourself, and you go to Connors and Sullivan and get a free seminar there, or join Mike on the road. He goes out into the communities. No one does this, by the way, and he does like two seminars a day. I call them two shows. No one even does two shows anymore. Mike's out there, and he's working harder than anybody in entertainment, you know? And this is something that could really protect your legacy for your family. Wednesday, April 24th, Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens. 3 and 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard in Bayside in Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, 3 and 7 p.m. That's April 29th. That's a Monday, and the Tuesday right after that on April 30th, Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, and I did say free, you could call Connors and Sullivan for a free initial office consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or check out Mike's schedule at connorsandsullivan.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 841, Colonel Kurt Schlichter. Very funny individual, but a lawyer, a practicing attorney, retired Army infantry colonel with a master's in strategic studies from the United States Army War College, senior columnist at Town Hall, and author of The Attack. Hey, Colonel, welcome to the show. You know, when you're my age, you see The Attack, you think heart attack, but it's not so much that. It's, you know, thinking like The Attack. But yeah, that's best-selling book you got now, Colonel, correct?
Oh, The Attack is selling like hotcakes, Joe.
Look at you. Look at you.
I never really got that. Are there people out there buying tons and tons of pancakes that I don't know about? Is it a thing that's going on? God, gotta get me some breakfast treats. You know, the keto thing's killing it. But people like The Attack, except they don't like it because it's a very tough book. It's about a terrorist attack in America, because of how exposed we are by the ruthless incompetence of Joe Biden and his band of communist morons. And I use my military stuff. I talk to a lot of people in government, in the intelligence community, in the military, but not the modern one, the one that worked, so that they actually have good insights. Instead of being wrong about literally everything, like the crew we have in charge now. So check out The Attack.
Could you imagine? The Attack by Kurt Schlichter. Check it out on Amazon. You could order that so quickly. Or BarnesandNoble.com. But, you know, when General MacArthur, when he left the Philippines, didn't he say, don't? Was that MacArthur?
Hey, Tojo, don't.
Can you imagine George Patton outside of Berlin wanting to go in, not waiting for the right, want to go in? And did you think Eisenhower said, George, don't? What was this? What is going on? Oh my God.
I know, and it's now, you know, okay, we did. And he's like, well, don't do it again. Dear God, this guy.
You know what? Wait, Kurt, this is it. And I know you'll get it, man. And thanks for lightening it up, because I'm going through the news and I'm just putting my head in my head going, what is going on? But, you know, it's like, not only Biden says it, and then Blinken says it, Secretary of State. And then I go, I see Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense. And I go, don't say it. I said, I'm yelling at the TV, don't. And he goes, don't. And he says, don't. It's like who came up with the theme? You think there's these pseudo-intellectual, over-educated 20-somethings in the White House going, don't, yes, that'll work just great. Let's put that in there. Who comes up with this? Oh, you can't make it up.
It's the George Costanza foreign policy. listen to your gut, then do the exact opposite. You remember George?
He's
breaking out, so he's just a beautiful blonde. He walks up. I'm a fat, bald man living with my parents at 39. And so, ooh, oh, yeah. Go with your gut, and then do the opposite.
Oh my gosh. Now we got to cut to another fiasco. I mean, you can't make this up. The trial of Donald Trump, and then watching the mainstream media. I said this earlier on the show, Kurt, you'll appreciate this, is that there's missiles and drones. Iran is finally attacking Israel. We are at war in the Middle East. And I turn on CNN to see how they're covering it, and they have a big graphic on the lower right-hand side. Trump trial tomorrow. it was like that is more important to them than the world at war. Maybe you could explain with your legal expertise, Colonel Schlichter, what is Donald Trump there for again? Because no one knows. No one could figure this out. And now they keep saying in mainstream media, Donald Trump's in court, the president, first time a president's in court. There's nothing there.
My legal experience doesn't help me here, because this has nothing to do with the law. It is literally so stupid. They're just trying to frame the president. You have this Soros clown DA, who ran on a platform of, I'm going to go find something to arrest the president for. And look, I would criticize the voters of New York, except I live in Los Angeles. So here's my nightmare, Joe. You'll appreciate this. Here in Los Angeles, my representative is Ted Lieu. I bought a house in Houston. I was very excited to get there until I found out that Sheila, the moon is made of gas. Jackson Lee is my representative.
Oh my gosh. She's from down there. You're right.
Yes. I'm walking along, and I go, this is the office of Congresswoman and astronomer Sheila Jackson Lee. And I was like, no.
The astronomer. That was the best.
You will go to the sun. Well, you can, lady, but oh my gosh. Out of the frying pan and into the toilet.
I know. But Houston, and they say, Houston, Texas is great. Texas is great. And Mattress Mac took care of you and got in touch with you.
He called me, Joe. I just got a call from Mattress Mac. I'm like, I wanted to say hi for Joe.
Jim McAdville has an organization called Gallery Furniture, and it was started as a tent. It started as a tent in Houston, Texas, and now it's like so big. And he is a current day Will Rogers, heart of gold. Yeah, and he's such a great American, and he always opens up if there's a flood, if there's a hurricane or something. He opens up his store for people who don't have a place to live, and he has them stay on the furniture and Gallery Furniture. And then Colonel Schlichter goes, I need a mattress. So he went to Mattress Mac, man. Hey, but Colonel, before we let you go, sir, how does this turn out in New York? Because technically, I mean, I am stunned. And I won't tell you. Even on the air, when I opened up the mic, I went, I can't. And it's not Trump. It's just beyond Trump at this point. It's like that they could do this to anybody. And they're doing it. And this Mershon, this judge, I mean, who are these creatures? They're like these little slithering little cockroaches just trying.
What are they trying to do? A virtue signal to each other? Because it's not helping the country in any regard. Or did they get the edict from Merrick Garland in the DOJ to take down this guy because he could beat Donald Trump could beat Joe Biden?
Well, Donald Trump is going to beat Joe Biden, and that's why they're doing it. Look, this is nothing new. This is from, you know, look back to the Joe Piscopo. Look back to the homeland, Julius Caesar. Right?
Yeah,
why do you think Julius Caesar cross the Rubicon? Yeah. Because they were going to wage lawfare against him. And, of course, he took a legion with him, and, well, it worked out badly for those guys. How could throwing out all the norms and rules and guardrails end badly in America? Huh. Well, okay, the Democrats tried it once. Yeah, it worked out for good. And now it's a terrible movie. So...
And all they had to say
Thursday at townhall.com.
And all they had to say to Caesar is don't. That's all they had to say. Don't.
Caesar, don't. The die is cast. Don't. No, I'm going to.
It's like you're potty training your dog. Don't. Don't you dare. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Kurt, we'll let you go, man. The Attack, you got to order The Attack from Colonel Schlichter, his bestseller, and always appreciate it. Hey, thanks. Listen, it's insane times. We will get there. Thanks for the laughs, Kurt. We needed to break it up a little bit this morning, and we appreciate it. And thanks for your service to the country, my friend. Seriously, thank you for your great service to the United States of America. God bless America, Kurt, and Godspeed to you.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Yes, sir. Kurt Schlichter right there. The Attack is the name of the book. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and Susie Cerrone doing a great job for Debbie this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny and 56 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, a crash in Queens on the Jackie Robinson South and at Jamaica Avenue has just been cleared. Alternate side is in effect. Inbound George 30 for either deck. That's your best bet. The Lincoln is 40. The Holland is 40 minutes from the turnpike. There's a stalled motorcycle inside the right lane in one of the tubes. The inbound Holland from the turnpike, an hour. The accident on the Garden State Parkway northbound at 148. Still in the right lane. You're backed up from 142 for 78. Don't forget Northeast Corridor Rail Service. Limited service both directions. Trenton to Rahway. And the New York State Thruway southbound is solid. 14A into Westchester. Good news in Greenwich. Bad accident cleared. 95 northbound approaching exit 2. The right lane reopened. Still have two lanes out on the LIE eastbound at 111 from an early morning car fire. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We normally come to you at this time each year here on this radio station to ask you to help us to feed a growing list of children who do not have enough to eat. Anitra Parmali is with us from Food for the Poor. How does it work, Anitra?
It works because of you. Food for the Poor has been working in 17 countries throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. These are countries that have been designated as those most in need. We're talking about families identified by community leaders. These are families that are teetering on the brink of destruction and a lack of life. These have already been identified, but into that darkness, into that despair, we invite you to step with your generous gift. Food for the Poor is nothing more than a bridge between your generosity and the needs of families like the father who sets out this morning. He'll walk 2-3 miles because he's heard a rumor that somebody has food for him. Mm. Your gift is the reason a Food for the Poor volunteer is going to be able to tell him, here's food, not just for today, but for a year.
And imagine being that father for just a second, friend. How humiliating is it to know that you don't have the ability to give food to your children? Of all of the things that you grow up and you want to do as a father, supplying their basic needs is first and foremost. And yet, because of the generosity of you and a matching gift that's in effect right now, in fact, for the next 5 minutes, if you call, every dollar you give will be matched in its impact. So you will be able to feed twice as many children right now. Normally, $80 would feed one child for a full year. But if you give it right now, it's going to feed two kids. Will you go and make the difference? 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Well, Mr. Joseph is going to get flowers soon because it's getting warm. So that's my home and garden name, Mr. Joseph. He always, my son called me, Joey called me the other day. He goes, "Dad, I'm putting up a fence down at my house." He goes, "I need some Mr. Joseph advice." Because so, I don't know what it is. I got this good design. I could put up a picture. You need pictures put up in your house. I'll come over and I don't need a measuring. I don't need a tape measure. I could tell you exactly where they should be. I don't know what it is. I could do that. And I'm very, very handy with the petunias. And I see the petunias are coming into bloom. I want to be able to do all those silly things because you know what? Like my buddy Captain Frank keeps telling you, QTR. You know what QTR is? You know, Rick knows in Wisconsin. Kenny knows in San Francisco listening this morning. Quality time remaining. Captain Frank is right. You got to embrace life. You could do it, I think, with Relief Factor because why? Because I'm doing it with Relief Factor. I was able to get on that bike and hammer the hills of Hunterdon and do it with, you know, respectfully have a bike ride so I didn't look like who's that old guy on the bike. You know, I tell you what, I was able to do it because I started with the 3-week quick start kit, right? And then all of a sudden in 5 days, I was out of pain. 5 days and I've been out of pain ever since. And I've been religious in taking Relief Factor. And we want you to try to do the same. And this is a trial run for you. Okay. It's the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. It's got a feel better or your money back guarantee. Stops the inflammation that causes the pain. 100% drug free Relief Factor. So we think we can get you out of pain. If we can't, we can't. Fair enough. But you got to try it and you get your money back if it doesn't work. Okay. $19.95. You got nothing to lose. 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief, and everything you need to know about this really, to me, miraculous product, 100% drug-free product, by the way, is at relieffactor.com. Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. FazTech specializes in the removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt in all 5 boroughs and every corner of New Jersey, and now serving Westchester County. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. Joe, we love you, buddy. Great guys at DeFazio, FazTech, Esco, you know, and Diamondback, Ready Mix. Hey, Jeff Nordine is at the Weather Answer Desk. He's got another nice forecast. How we doing, Jeffrey?
Well, we're doing fantastic because right. We got sunshine yesterday, and we have it again today. Okay. So it's going to be 72 for the city and inland areas. Ooh. A little bit cooler, like 60s in Long Island, but still, for this time of year, that's a really good day. Overnight, a little bit of cloud cover, 53, and then we're in for some wetter weather. Boy, that was a fun one to say fast. Tomorrow and Thursday, going to be wet with some showers. 60 degrees or within a few degrees of for tomorrow, and then Thursday a little cooler. Down to almost 50. Now, Friday, we recover back to about 60, and that's where we're going to see some sunshine before showers later in the afternoon and closer to the evening time frame. So we're in for good weather. I would love to, if I didn't have to worry about waking up at 3:45, I would love to be tenting again.
Yeah, there
today's
you
just
go.
Just a beautiful day for it.
Tenting. Tenting, that's a
camping.
Verb.
I got, yeah, I love tenting. It. I don't know
no,
why.
Tenting's good. Tenting's good. It's a verb. You can verb. You can use
okay,
that as a verb.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Jeff. Well done. Thank you so much. And yeah, it was so beautiful. It's so nice. What happened to John Mellencamp, Al? He did. It was that NJ Pack last
an
month.
An angry old man. What do you want? No, I mean, he had a little guy. Outburst. Apparently, somebody was giving him grief during the concert. He kind of got annoyed. He walked off stage. He did finish the show, though. He came back out a little while later and finished the
but
show.
But it wasn't... Oh, so it wasn't politics. Somebody was just heckling him.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, you can understand that. When I met him, he couldn't have been nicer, really. Commissioner Ray Kelly, the legend, will be with us right at the 9 o'clock hour. Robert Greenway, director for the Center for National Defense at the Heritage Foundation, the principal architect of the Abraham Accords, will join us on the air. Tom Del Beccaro, we're going to talk about the Golden Gate Bridge being shut down for 5 hours yesterday for pro-Hamas demonstrators. I can't make this stuff up, but we're going to deal with it all, and we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A North Jersey playground is now dedicated to a Jersey City detective killed in a 2019 mass shooting. A plaque unveiled in North Arlington on Sunday at the Detective Joseph Seals Memorial Playground in Fisher Field, where Seals' widow Laura addressed the crowd. Local leaders said it was an appropriate tribute to the 40-year-old detective who lived in North Arlington with his wife and their five children. Seals among six people killed in a shooting rampage that ended with a standoff at a kosher grocery store in Jersey City. Several people facing charges following a pro-Palestinian demonstration that snarled traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge. Officers made numerous arrests Monday after the protesters walked onto the bridge from the Manhattan side. Hundreds of protesters first gathered outside the New York Stock Exchange to demonstrate against the war between Israel and Hamas. Similar demonstrations have been happening all over the U.S. in recent weeks. And O.J. Simpson's estate says it doesn't plan on paying a civil trial judgment from 1997. Although Simpson was acquitted of the murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman in 1995, a civil court found him liable for the deaths, ordered him to pay $33 million to the victim's family. Simpson avoided paying most of the money while he was alive. Now his legal team says they don't plan on paying the rest. Simpson's lawyer says he plans to do everything in his capacity to ensure the Goldmans get nothing. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.